Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Okay. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I have my earplugs in connected to my cell, and I'm listening also to the song, to the show's song, current theme song, Prince and Third Eye Girl. So I'm like hearing double. because my phone rang and the Avon song, Avon Beautiful, is my ringtone. And so I'm like, okay, what's going on? So I'm like hearing two different things, one thing in on my left ear and something else in my right ear. So my apologies for being hesitant. And also I was just checking, out James Franco this morning on Kelly and Michael, and I know they kicked off the interview regarding some breaking news. And so I was reading the HuffPost celebrity section regarding James Franco's story as I'm preparing for to talk about the special election that's going on right here in Jackson, Mississippi, because there's an article in Huffington Post that was published on last evening. And so I wanted to share that with you all, with the listening audience. So I'm sure you guys understand what I'm saying when you're listening to two things at once. But I was just checking out this Huffington Post article, and it asked the question, why we all should care about the mayoral race in Jackson. Tonight we will be having a mayoral debate tonight, which is co-sponsored by our ABC affiliate, 16WAPT News, Mississippi College Law, School of Law, and Clarion Ledger, our local paper. And you can visit at clarionledger.com and, you know, follow them on Twitter and the Facebook page and all of that. But the article goes like this. For those of us living far from the South, discussions of Mississippi may make us recall the Civil Rights Movement, which those of you that are longtime listeners, you know, my cousin Linda, who resides in Dallas and native of Jackson, she was part of Civil Rights Movement, volunteered as a kid with Medgar Evers. But let me go ahead and continue sharing this. You can check it out also. I've tweeted and shared and put it pinned it on Pinterest also. For those of us living far from the South, discussions of Mississippi may make us recall the Civil Rights Movement. Some period in time we now think more likely relevant in a history book. But believing that couldn't be more wrong. On April the 8th, there will be a special mayoral election in Jackson, Mississippi, and it has implications for all of us, and here's why. Chokwe Antar Lumumba, the son of the late Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, and that's who has my vote, who was an attorney revered nationally by human rights advocates the world over and who died suddenly in office on February the 25th, is running. Like his father before him, Chokwe Antar believes in and has the support of his father's closest allies and citizens across the city. Together, they are seeking to continue the former mayor's legacy, which was to demonstrate before the world what a people-led, democratically governed city looks like. A Lumumba-led Jackson would serve as a model to municipalities across the country. The late mayor, Chokwe Lumumba, who was propelled into office in June of 2013 by some 87% of the voters in Jackson, was lauded at the time of his death as having done more in 8 months than many had done in 8 years. In covering the late mayor's funeral, the New York Times captured his impact when they quoted former Governor Wim Winter, who memorialized the mayor by saying, based on the stereotypes this old white man had formed about Lumumba, I thought that he would divide our city. I was wrong. The strong leadership of Chokwe Lumumba has opened the door to a bright future for us. I, as well as a democracy-loving people across the nation, do support Chokwe Antar's candidacy. Because his work for his father as an attorney on the campaign trail and as a foot soldier, for that which is just and compassionate, assures us that he will carry on the Lumumba legacy. He does not do so alone. Chokwe Antar takes up the mantle of leadership after deep counsel with family and the late mayor's closest political advisors in government and in life. a senior partner in the successful law firm that his father built. Antar was instrumental in defending the people of Jackson, most notably in his work to free the Scott sisters, who had been incarcerated for some 16 years of a life sentence for their widely disputed role in a robbery in which no one was hurt and $11 were reportedly stolen. There is ground to lose if Chokwe Antar is not elected. I think if the racial profiling ordinance his father worked to pass in his role as councilman, its applications must be defended and assured. I think of the funding for improvements to long and elected roads. Yeah, I was telling Mom yesterday how those city workers are just working away, you know, repairing our streets. And it's been ongoing, nonstop, you know, since he became our mayor, and it continues on. It goes on to say that I think of the funding for improvements to long neglected roads and other areas of infrastructure that Mayor Lumumba was able to achieve through a 1% tax increase agreed to by elected officials from both sides. I worry, having heard the news, that a mural of the late mayor created out of love after his death was painted over, reportedly because it would remind voters too much of him and unfairly elevate Chokwe Antar's campaign. We already see that with our right-minded leadership, already there are those seeking to rhetoric the voice and expression of the people. Indeed, the constitutionally guaranteed right of freedom of speech. Because I believe in justice, because I believe in compassion, because I believe in freedom of speech, and because I believe in the demonstrations of all these things, not the four-camera proclamation, and because I stand with the hundreds who gathered in the rain when he announced his run with his sister, Rukia Lumumba, who declared, "My father was the guy, my brother is the light, I support the candidacy of Chokwe Antar Lumumba." Exactly, and ironically, it rained at his dad's press conference, too. I was at when his dad announced he was running. It was weird weather, but it was an amazing day. I wasn't at the Chokwe's Antar's announcement, but I am wholeheartedly supporting him and voting for him and assigned a volunteer. I need to call and get my signs and some more information to share with my friends and neighbors. I had thought I would be attending the mayor debate tonight, but I don't think I will. But you all, we all can watch it on television. Visit 16WAPT. Visit WAPT.com, and they'll be streamlining it. And there's a couple other channels that will be available also. So it should be very, very interesting debate, I must say. But that's in the Huffington Post. That's international news right there. So that was written by I used like your credit at the beginning. I want to make sure I have the name right. I have it in my head, but I just want to make sure that I have it right. Aisha Bendeli, that was authored by her award-winning author and journalist, and well written also. So, short and to the point. There's a lot of interesting headlines on Huffington Post also. Some more about soldiers' haircuts, black female soldiers, and so on. Definitely got to check that out. But, yep. So, that is what's going on in international news. All eyes on Jackson regarding this. It is an important election. And also, in my ear, in my left ear, I'm listening to On Air with Ryan. And but my phone had rung, and I heard the Avon Music song. But, of course, I cannot answer the phone while I'm on, unless you call in to the show. And I, you know. I'm looking at the Jackson Advocate front page for March 27, April 2nd. I picked up yesterday. And it says that Mayor's Race Advocate picks five finalists. In this week's issue are interviews with Regina Quinn, Mevin Priester, Tony Yarbrough, Chokwe Lumumba, and John Horn. The Jackson Advocates deem them as the best candidates for Mayor of Jackson. The Jackson Advocate will announce his endorsement for mayor from this pool of candidates next week. So the Jackson Advocate will endorse one of five candidates, Regina Quinn, Mervyn Priester, Tony Yarber, Chokwe Antar Lumumba, John Horn. On yesterday, Chokwe Antar picked up some heavy hitters, the Stokes, Loretta Cooper Stokes, who is City Council Person for Ward 3. Her husband was previously a longtime council person. I was once a volunteer at his office in the late 90s. And, you know, they're very Republican-friendly. They're community-friendly. They really care about the community. And, of course, he's now supervisor with Hines County, Mr. Kenneth Stokes, and also Dennis Sweet, Esquire, a well-known attorney, law firm, and also our prosecutor, sexy prosecutor, also supports him. So they had a big press conference yesterday, and that was amazing. So I've been earlier this week, Benny Thompson endorsed that he support and endorsed Mervyn Priester Jr. And so there are some good people running. You know, I really feel for the undecided, but even those of us that's decided, it's important for us to know the platform of everybody. 13 candidates qualified. So we have 13 people who are actively campaigning and vying to be the next mayor of the progressively historical and growing city of Jackson. And Jackson received some awesome news on yesterday. And this is something that I was talking about just recently when I profiled the city of Jackson and talked about infrastructure. You know, recently when we talk about infrastructure is a word we've been hearing a lot from the candidates. It's like, and I know it's important to Chalkway's platform and to Tony Yarber. He mentions infrastructure a lot and a couple others because the infrastructure is important. And, you know, it's important to when your city, and those of you in cities that hold a lot of events and host a lot of events, you know this is true. It's really important when it comes to hosting events on all levels, from Green Roots to major international and international sponsored events. So on yesterday, the announcement was made that the Sanderson Farm PGA tournament has been moved from Annandale Country Club in Madison, Mississippi, north of Jackson. That's where it's been held. Those of you that love golf, playing golf or watching golf like me, you know, I grew up with friends and family as golfers and still do, you know. And I love golf. You know, I love to watch golf. And it was announced on yesterday that Jackson would be hosting it on April the 29th. That's amazing news because it's important that the local metropolitan area is really, you know, doing its thing. You know, so yeah, so super excited. I'm like, what? It's been moved, and the mayor, I think the mayor is totally upset in Madison. But on April 29th, we have a new mayor here in Jackson, Mississippi. So whoever is elected, the person I'm voting for, or whomever, because you know, everyone's running as a good person. So hopefully they'll be a good politician, good if they're new or if they're not. You know, this is for, and then like Chokwe, he's not a politician, he's an advocate. But even to the seasoned politicians and are the newcomers that are transitioning into becoming honest, hardworking politicians that's representing us. You know, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of really, this is really big news. If we're good enough for the PGA, then why not your event? You know, why not? It's the only PGA tournament that's held in the state of Mississippi. And I know Coach Sean of the Saints is usually invited. He was invited last year, and I'm sure he'll be invited this year, and he'll be coming to town. The Saints are coming. Pierre Thomas is coming on May the 3rd, and he and his organization, which is based in Chicago, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And the live stream is almost through. I can't believe this. Next month I'm going to resume back to broadcasting different time limit shows, you know, from 30 minutes to 3-hour shows with unlimited audio and music also. Just like to feel my way and see what's going on. And I'm appreciating that you guys are still loving the show and still sharing ideas and scheduling shows and also booking guests. And many have shown interest in being guests on the show real soon. And but the way, look how it goes by with just me doing commentary style shows for 30, 45 minutes. So definitely next month we'll resume back to the more lengthier shows where more music and PSAs are played also. So big shout-out to Carol also, No Killing Animal Shelter, where I'm a volunteer. There's events going on. Volunteers, those of you that would like to become volunteers or are volunteers like myself, on the 8th and the 22nd will be orientation classes for volunteers. It's important to attend orientation classes. You would like to continue volunteering with Carol No Killer Animal Shelter. And also had a blast on Wednesday, I must say, at Kroger I-55 North here in Jackson, Mississippi, because I am also a volunteer with the Coleman Central MS Mississippi.org, the Coleman G. Susan G. Coleman Foundation of Mississippi right here. The website is ColemanCentralMS.org. Had a blast of a good time at my first event volunteering. I've been assigned volunteer since September, but was unable to volunteer at the Pink Tie event in October. And you guys know the story. November, December, sick with the cold, flu. Got well, then Mom and I in February had a stomach flu, but doing good now, you know. Just getting back, working on getting back in shape and all that good stuff. Super excited about spring and summer. But back to what I was saying, had a blast of a good time. Volunteer with Casey Daniels of 100.9 Country here in Jackson, Mississippi, a new country station. Play legendary country music, traditional country music. And had a blast volunteering with those guys and with Alex Thomas of the Jackson Convention and Visitors Bureau, and also an awesome leader at Susan G. Coleman Foundation here in Mississippi. Still Magnolias is the chapter here in Mississippi. So super awesome, good time talking with people and signing people up and all of that for the Race for the Cure event that will be on April the 12th in downtown Jackson at the War Memorial Museum next to the Old Capitol Museum. I will be volunteering, passing out important information at one of the national sponsors booths, and that would be Ford Motor Company. So I'm sure many of you have already have your tutus ready and have your teams ready. You're ready to walk, or you're ready to run, or you're just coming out and support a good cause. If you're a survivor or have friends that are survivors or have lost loved ones like myself from breast cancer, any type of cancer, it's important to, you know, come together and share your stories, you know. If my sister Diane was alive today, she would be amazed at how far breast cancer research has come. Look at how Angelina Jolie and other everyday women are able to have preventative surgery now. That was unheard of in the 80s when my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer. You're unheard of, you know? So this is just amazing. I'm about to get tears in my eyes, honestly. But this is something. So cancer research is important. It's so important. Saving lives and, you know, early detection, even when certain, many cases, when it's not early detection, lives are saved. You know, I'll be scheduling a physical exam soon, in the next couple of months, and I'll be taking a mammogram. It's all, you know, none of us are immune to it, you know, so I pray that everything is all good, you know, really. just like I'm praying that these uterine fibroids are healed. You know, I've gone the holistic way instead of going that myomectomy way that I had thought I would go. But I'm praying and believing. I'm praying that when she does the ultrasound, there's no sign of those benign uterine fibroids in the cyst on one of my ovaries. Honestly, I was open-minded to my myomectomy. You know, my female reproductive systems would stay intact. My myomectomy is different than hysterectomies. We had to do it. That's a whole nother show. A couple of months ago, I attended a webinar from Bruce Lucas. He's a Twitter friend of mine, a doctor in Beverly Hills. And the webinar was this amazing of how he has this like non-surgical technique to remove fibroids and all of that, and women can go ahead and have children and be pain-free and so on. But I've pretty much gone a holistic way, prayers from others and my own prayers, and Fibrovan, a natural health supplement. It was also had been a miracle worker in my life also. So, going at Suzanne Summers, that holistic way, I pray, it seemed like it's working, and I pray it does. I pray I don't have to have that myomectomy. That was a few years ago, but, I used to be in intense pain, and I'm not anymore. So thank you for those of you who had been knowing and been listening to the show, friends with me, and knew what I was dealing with in that area. I didn't even expect to go out in that area. But, again, the Race for the Cure is on April the 12th, and I shared the schedule with you guys last broadcast, and I'll talk about it again on our next broadcast on Monday. Might do a special broadcast over the weekend, but we have the Final Four. Big shout-out to my friends in Big D, Arlington's rocking, Olga School in Arlington, Daveda Institutes in all over the world, all over the country, Dallas, New Orleans. A big shout-out to you guys and all my friends in beauty entertainment that care about lifestyle stories, everyday stories that we talk about here on the show. And thank you guys for sharing pieces of your life with me, too, online and in person, okay? Looking forward to you calling in, too, and chatting with me more. But again, thank you. Let's see, my website is back up too, my Avon website. I've altered it a little bit, but even if you click on Beth Williams, you'll go straight to my Facebook page, and then you will be directed to the new revised link, and it's youravon.com/MissMS Bethany, B-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. I just have my full name now instead of, reminds my middle name, instead of Beth Williams. But if you visit the old one, you have some of my business cards with the old link, not to worry. You will be directed to the revised link and also to my Facebook page, which is just as good because you're able to link up with me all at once on my Facebook page and network with me and send me that friend request and follow me also so I can follow you back. So I've been Instagramming, so I'm loving it. IG, and all that. So American Idol was interesting last night. Very interesting. But we're running out of time. Want to talk some more about some more hot topics. Of course, some of you probably are wondering, what did I think about Dallas? Since I was so hot and heavy and ready to watch Dallas on Monday. Wow, that was an episode. That episode left me begging for more and more and more. On Twitter, Dallas_TNT, and asked the question, what do you predict the next episode will be like? I said, I predict awesomely thrilling and sexy. I said the last night's episode left me wanting more, more, and more. I mean, that episode right there, like Father, like Son, that was the name of that episode. Woo! And now they have two more. I was I'm getting ready to talk all about the episode, but I will be quiet. If you missed it, catch up, because there's only two more episodes left. I mean, unbelievable. The season is almost over. So I could just start it. But, okay. I have more to say, but now remember, we have the March Madness for the guys. And as I was watching Mike and Mike this morning, do not forget the women also will be playing after the guys. So I think I agree with my brother. My brother predicts Florida and Kentucky. And looking at the Final Four, that's who I'm thinking would be the final game on Monday, Florida and Kentucky. And I'm saying Kentucky will come out the winners. I'm already putting my prediction out there. That's who I'm saying will win. And I know I'm not alone. But again, thank you guys for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Friday. It's a rainy day. Yesterday was a spring-like day. So many people were out in shorts and tank tops and sandals and flip-flops. Today, it is raining, raining, raining. It's been raining cats and dogs pretty much before day. But I guess this is that weather that's been coming from Texas and Tennessee and Arkansas, like Little Rock and so northern Texas. We're not getting any hail, but we're getting heavy winds and a lot of rain with little breaks. But again, thank you for tuning in, and until next time, much care, much love. I pray that God just embraces you and you embrace God back also, and I appreciate your prayers and your support and showing love to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And remember, you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KulturShockEntertainment @yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter. Network with me on Instagram and Pinterest. I'm all over the place, okay? Thank you, and God bless.